Now, I know you have to do what you have to do, Mr. King, and follow your muse, but what they're saying is that I will be fortunate to see the 4th of July this year. I guess I've read my last Dark Tower yarn, so what I'm wondering is, can you tell me how the Dark Tower story comes out? At least, if Roland and his quartet actually get to the Dark Tower. And if so, what they find there. I promise not to tell a soul, and you will be making a dying woman very happy. Sincerely, Coretta Vili, Stowe, Vermont. I feel like such a shit when I think of how blithe I was concerning the ending of Wastelands. I gotta answer Coretta Vili's letter, but I don't know how to. Could I make her believe I don't know any more than she does about how Roland's story finishes? I doubt it, and yet that is the truth, as Jake says in his final essay. I have no more idea what's inside that damn tower than, well, than Oi does. I didn't even know it was in a field of roses until it came off my fingertips and showed up on the screen of my new Macintosh computer. Would Coretta buy that? What would she say if I told her, Corey, listen, the wind blows and the story comes. Then it stops blowing and all I can do is wait, same as you. They think I'm in charge. Every one of them, from the smartest of the critics to the most mentally challenged reader. And that's a real hoot. Because I'm not. September 22nd, 1992. The Grant edition of The Wastelands is sold out. And the paperback edition is doing very well. I should be happy, and guess I am, but I'm still getting a ton of letters about the cliffhanger ending. They fall into three major categories. People who are pissed off, people who want to know when the next book in the series is coming out, and pissed off people who want to know when the next book in the series is coming out. But I'm stuck. The wind from that quarter just isn't blowing, not just now anyway. Meanwhile, I have an idea for a novel about a lady who buys a picture in a pawn shop and then kind of falls into it. Hey, maybe it'll be mid-world she falls into, and she'll meet Roland. July 9th, 1994. Tabby and I don't fight much since I quit drinking, but oh boy, this morning we had a dilly. We're at the Lovell House, of course, and as I was getting ready to leave on my morning walk, she showed me a story from today's Lewiston Sun. It seems that a Stoneham man, Charles Chip McCausland, was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver while walking on Route 7, which is the road I walk on, of course. Tabby tried to persuade me to stay on Turtleback Lane. I tried to persuade her that I had as much right to use Route 7 as anyone else. And honest to God, I only do half a mile on the blacktop. And things went downhill from there. Finally, she asked me to at least stop walking on Slab City Hill, where the sight lines are so short and there's nowhere to jump if someone happens to get off the road and onto the shoulder. I told her I'd think about it. It would have been noon before I got out of the house if we kept on talking. But in truth, I'll be damned if I'll live my life in fear that way. Besides, it seems to me that this poor guy from Stoneham has made the odds of me getting hit while out walking about 1,000,000 to 1. I told this to Tabby, and she said, the odds of you ever being as successful at writing as you have been are even higher. You've said so yourself. To that, I'm afraid I had no comeback. June 19th, 1995. Bangor. Tabby and I just got back from the Bangor Auditorium, where our youngest and about 400 of his classmates finally got a diploma. He's now officially a high school graduate. Bangor High and the Bangor Rams are behind him. He'll be starting college in the fall, and then Tab and I will have to start dealing with the ever-popular empty nest syndrome. Everybody says it all goes by in the wink of an eye, and you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it does. Fuck. I'm sad. Feel lost. What's it all for, anyway? What's it all about, Alfie? Ha ha. What, just a big scramble from the cradle to the grave? The clearing at the end of the path? Jesus, that's grim. Meantime, we're headed down to Lovell and the house on Turtleback Lane this afternoon. Owen will join us in a day or two, he says. Tabby knows I want to write by the lake, And boy, she's so intuitive, it's scary.